I mentioned that we'd see three crosses, do you remember? Well, this is the third, the cross of Santa Anna, a Renaissance cross the base of which has the form of a star. It was the work of Juan Manuel de Uria. If iron was important in our land, so was wood and stone. Basque masons and carpenters were required by builders of cathedrals, and they left their stamp in many places. Our church, the palaces, the squares and the crosses are all of stone and wood, and are works undertaken by artisans whose names are unknown to us, but to whom we owe thanks for being able to enjoy this itinerary on foot. As I said, this is where we say goodbye, but I would recommend you visit the museum or continue walking around the streets of our town. Behind the town hall, in the direction of the neighbourhood of Zenita, you will find the chapel of San Adrián de Arginieta, in the yard of which you will find a well-conserved 9th century necropolis or cemetery, the earliest witness to the Christian presence in Biscaya. It is made up of 23 gravestones and 5 large stones. It's a bit of a walk, but it's worth it. You can also enjoy the view of the surrounding mountaintops on the way. In Chorta, Udalites, Memaya, Amita, Marinasa, and Adeya, evocative names in our ancient and beautiful Basque language. I have shown you what our dear town was like. Elorrio, declared a historic monument, never fails to impress those who visit this testimony to history, great and small. I trust you will leave us with happy memories of Elorrio and of its people, who are proud of having known how to conserve their cultural and architectural heritage, and the memory of those who lived here before us. Come back when you want, and tell your family and friends what you have seen. Goodbye. Agur.